My name is David Kerr. I'm the pilot project coordinator for the pilot project on teaching controversial issues.
And what does it involve, the pilot project? You say teaching controversial issues. Can you elaborate a bit?
Yes, it's become pretty clear across our education system now that controversial issues are everywhere in our modern society, and young people deal with them on a daily basis. And therefore, there's a need for our education system to recognise this and to give teachers the skills and the confidence to help young people to deal with these controversial issues that they see in their everyday lives.
So the teachers may come across it, but may not be aware of how to deal with it.
Yes, I think there's a reticence on behalf of teachers. They often are taught to teach the prescribed curriculum or the national curriculum, and that's often a backward-looking curriculum that doesn't actually deal with issues that are there in society.
You're talking about controversial issues, but that's a huge range of different things, isn't it?
It is, but there is a lot of controversy in society because of the fast-natured pace of change. And therefore, I think we have a duty as educators to help young people to deal with that with confidence rather than feeling threatened and insecure about what they should do.
What are you hoping will come out of this work on this pilot project?
I'm hoping that we will be able to build teachers' confidence in countries across Europe. Teachers have actually asked for this, countries have asked for this, and I'm hoping that we can produce some pilot materials which can really get at what the issues are for teachers. This is not a top-down initiative. This is very much a bottom-up initiative where we're trying to find out what teachers want and see if we can assist them by offering them some training which helps them to begin to address these issues in their classrooms with more confidence.
And you're stressing that this is something across Europe. It's not specific to one country. You're British. It's not something specific for Great Britain.
No, absolutely. We don't want this to be seen as a UK-centric or a Western Europe-centric project. We think it's really important that it's open to all member states across Europe, and it fits their needs. And part of the idea is that this is a new European project. It looks at what's already out there, but it sets it within a European frame, particularly building on the excellent work that the Council of Europe has done and continues to do in this area.
And that's interesting. You mentioned the role of the Council of Europe here. So they are very much the guiding force here?
I think they offer the umbrella under which member states can raise and address issues that really matter to them. So I think they play a really important role. Obviously, the European Commission is important, but they only cover a certain number of countries in Europe, whereas the Council of Europe has the advantage it covers all European countries. And I think that that's a real strength and a benefit. And I think it's great that in the pilot project we've got going so far, we've got representatives from all geographical parts of Europe. We've got them from Northern Europe, Central Europe, Western Europe, Eastern Europe and Southern Europe. And I think that gives us some confidence that we're meeting the needs of teachers in different parts of Europe.
Of course, as we're talking, still the tragic events in Paris are still very much in our minds, the whole Charlie Hebdo scenario. Is this something that's coloured this particular work, would you say? What's the relevance here?
I think it's made this work even more relevant. This is an issue that all young people will actually be talking about. They will have lots of information thrown at them. They will have lots of questions that they actually want to answer. And we need to provide some safe frameworks within which they can actually do this. And teachers are critical in this process. So I think it's Charlie Hebdo at the moment, but there will be further controversies coming in the coming months and coming years. And I think it really does focus down, as our policymakers are finding out now, about the crucial role that education plays in helping young people to deal with these issues.
And what about the future here? Do you see something bigger coming out of all of this?
Absolutely. I think this pilot project and the kind of interest from all the countries who've taken part in the pilot, the fact we weren't able to include them all, the spirit in which the pilot has actually been taking place suggests that we're really onto something that's important here. And I think you can clearly see coming out of the pilot that there is the potential to build this from the training of teachers to the crucial training that's needed for school leaders to set the right tone and climate for dealing with controversial issues. There's also the potential to take some training out for NGOs and parents who deal with these issues out in the community. And finally, I would hope in time that we're able to produce some training materials for young people themselves, so they can be more self-sufficient in terms of how they handle this thing. So I'm seeing this as a start of what hopefully becomes a much longer process, but that will depend on funding.